And without further ado, I want to go to my first guest, actor James Morrison, who you know from film and television. He's also done a lot of stuff with LA Theater Works. I've seen him in a number of productions. I believe Judgment at Nuremberg, I want to say The Rainmaker, a lot of other things. And I've got him on the line to talk about the upcoming one, which is the season opener for LA Theater Works, Pressure by David Haig. Welcome, James.
Hi, Donna. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Of course. Now, this looks like a really fascinating piece about the invasion of Normandy, and you play Eisenhower.
Yeah,
how about that?
I play Eisenhower, yeah. You know, speaking of World War II, right? A lot of great stuff in this that I never knew about all the variables that they had to face, and the weather being one of them, one of the biggest ones.
You know, this weather angle is really a surprise because it's not something we think about, but certainly the military strategists and, you know, just about everything is governed by weather. And in this case, it was pivotal to whether or not the Normandy invasion could go off even.
Yeah, they had, Ike had to consider all that air support and all the conditions of the oceans and in with those amphibious landings and stuff, even on a good day, harrowing stuff. So, yeah, there were lots of variables. Not only that, but the science back then wasn't even near what it is now. They had no way of forecasting, you know, really. There were many people that didn't even believe there was a jet stream. So they were facing a lot of peril.
And this takes place 72 hours prior to the D-Day landings, and it involves General Stagg, James Stagg, who's a Scottish meteorologist, and his prediction for the weather seems to be slightly at odds with another meteorologist, a Hollywood meteorological movie consultant who's predicting great weather, but the future of Britain, Europe, and the United States kind of rests on this. So it's an interesting subject.
Yeah. It rested on them seeing things the same, and they really couldn't come to terms in terms, you know, it's insofar as what they were projecting. They were at odds that way, and Eisenhower had to make his decision to launch or not based on what they came up with. So it was delayed. Actually, he delayed it based on their forecast. So it's kind of interesting stuff. A lot of stuff I never knew about what they had to face going into it.
Now, our audiences may know you as Bill Buchanan on Fox's 24. So a lot of your stuff has been in this same sort of vein. But how does one go about approaching playing such a well-known figure as Dwight D. Eisenhower?
Well, you know, I guess that remains to be seen. You know, we don't have a lot of time to work on these things, so I'm just trying to learn as much as I can about the man and listen to his speeches. He was, a lot of stuff I found out about him I didn't really know. I mean, I knew that he didn't have actual combat experience. And I also found out that he was hired for this spot, or actually this command, because he was such a brilliant organizer and a resource person. He knew how to handle, and in this case, you know, thousands and thousands of people. I knew things about him as a president, how he helped keep the New Deal alive in his policies. And he was the father of the interstate highway system and all that stuff. But, well, fascinating man, sort of nerves of steel, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting in this time where, of course, nothing changes. We're at war all over the planet. And it's very interesting often to hear the perspectives of some of the people who've actually been in war and how they are reluctant to send troops into battle. They seem to be more reluctant than the people who've never served and have no experience of war, who seem to be anxious to send people in. But in this case, World War II, and this is the 75th anniversary of D-Day that this play commemorates, and it's directed by Martin Jarvis, the wonderful Martin Jarvis. We love him. And a terrific cast set up, yourself, Jonathan Cake, Sarah Drew, Mike Machane, Josh Cole. And Sarah Drew plays Eisenhower's personal secretary, Kay Summersby, who we...
Another interesting story there, huh?
Very interesting story there.
Yeah.
But it all hangs in the balance of whether or not to send 350,000 troops into, you know, really was what many consider to be the battle that saved the war, you know.
I think it saved the world, didn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah. Exactly. And we should say that this had its premiere at the Royal Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh, May 2014. Of course, the quality of LA Theatre Works Productions is indisputable. We love them here at KPFK. We carry it each Sunday at 10 o'clock. And you've done numerous productions with LA Theatre Works.
I have. I've been associated with them since the early 80s with Greek at the Matrix. Back in 1982, I think it was. And I just wanted to say, when you were speaking about the commemorating the anniversary of D-Day, is I did the production of In the Heat of the Night, the tour with LA Theatre Works to commemorate the Civil Rights Act, the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. And I just wanted to acknowledge Susan Loewenberg and her decisions and the choices that she makes in material and in commemorating these things that are really seminal moments in our history as a country and world history in this case. But she really does have her ear to the ground and makes some brilliant choices. And so I wanted to sort of, you know, give her a shout out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'll be there. I try to get to every single one of them. And then eventually our audiences here at KPFK will hear it on our airwaves. It's October 4th through the 6th. We're talking about Pressure, the latest production by LA Theatre Works. You can go to latw.org for tickets. And I believe we'll also be giving away tickets next week for our fund drive. So do stay tuned for that, and hopefully you will pledge your support at that time. I want to thank you so much, James, my guest,
Thank you so much, Morrison. Donna.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you as General Eisenhower in Pressure.
Thanks very much for your support.
Thank you.